Answers Magazine, Volume 11.2, Impact, A Daily Dose of Truth, by Paul J. Sharp. How can a busy Christian cut through secular bias to learn the biblical view of current events? Dr. Albert Mahler provides a solution through his popular daily podcast, The Briefing. Dr. Mahler, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, reviews the daily news from a Christian perspective in under 30 minutes. Mahler uses other means to communicate the biblical worldview, too. National news programs and media outlets frequently ask him for biblically-based commentary, and he has written and edited scores of books on theology and culture. His latest book, We Cannot Be Silent, deals with the current moral crisis swamping the culture. The Christian church has a message, says Mahler. We know the truth, because a loving God has spoken to us in His Word. Dr. Mahler sums up what drives a busy seminary president to devote so much extra energy to proclaiming the biblical perspective through multiple media outlets. We are called to speak what we know to be true. This world is actually yearning for the truth. We have the power of the gospel. We have the inerrant, infallible Word of God. We have tongues with which to speak and pens with which to write. At every available opportunity, let's say what is taught in God's Word. Let's make certain we're not silent. And let's trust that God is going to use that, as only He can, to do what only He can do. The Briefing, like Mahler's other theological, evangelistic, and cultural efforts, is aimed at shaping people's worldviews. And Genesis is a driving force behind The Briefing. You cannot have the Christian worldview unless you get it right at the beginning, he asserts. The first three chapters of Genesis are absolutely essential. If we do not have Genesis chapters 1 through 3, and if they are not true in space, time, and history, then we're going to get the story wrong and start the story in the wrong place. Mahler looks to Paul as his example to motivate his tireless efforts. I am very committed to this because it is analogous to what the Apostle Paul did in Acts chapter 17 at Mars Hill, he says. He dove into the public conversation with intellectual credibility, evangelistic ambition, and theological clarity. Those are the three things I really go for. We want to see people come to faith in Christ, and then we want to see Christians grow in their faith. And it must have theological integrity. We want to teach what the Bible teaches. We want to think as God would have us think, as He revealed in Scripture. Mahler summarizes Christians' special responsibility in a democratic culture like America's. We ought to be part of a public conversation and an ongoing, regular conversation in the church about how to think about what's going on around us from a Christian worldview. Serious theological issues are at stake every day. To listen to The Briefing or for articles and other information about Dr. Mahler, visit albertmahler.com or sermonaudio.com/Mahler.
Not your great-great-grandfather's ark. Hundreds of thousands of people will soon flock to Williamstown, Kentucky to visit the Ark Encounter, opening July 7, 2016. Enthusiastic supporters and critical skeptics have speculated what guests will experience, leading to some interesting misconceptions. Two of the biggest misconceptions are that it is an exact reconstruction of Noah's Ark, and that it must be seaworthy to really accomplish its mission. No, it is a themed attraction designed to instruct and entertain, as it communicates the truth of Scripture. And it does not need to survive stormy seas to do so. The goal is to excite imaginations about the scale and complexity of the real ark and the global flood as described in God's Word. The two arks are the same size, but the interior layout must be different. Wheelchair-accessible ramps and broad walkways are a must in today's world. No 21st-century guest is truly prepared for all the rigors of a full-blown, Noah-like experience. Cafes will be on two floors, and vending areas and large restrooms will be on every floor. Assisted by modern but well-disguised lighting, heating, and air conditioning, guests will enjoy stepping into moments of Noah's experience that allow them to imagine they are there. No one wants to experience true cabin fever for a day, let alone a whole year. Also, many of the spaces Noah would have used for animals and supplies are filled with teaching exhibits. The pre-flood world room is followed by flood geology, the ice age, Babel, ancient man, flood legends, animal kinds, why the Bible is true, and many other exhibits. A half-arc model, a 12-foot or 4-meter cross-section of the ark, details the various mechanical systems Noah may have used. Guests can see how many scores of storage rooms and hundreds of cages were needed without having to squeeze between bilge pumps and shinny up rigging to walk past them all. One thing in particular will be true of both arks. They carry precious cargo. Noah's ark carried the ancestors of the world's Savior. The ark encounter will host people who need to hear the good news about that Savior, Jesus Christ, who will rescue from destruction all who believe in Him.
Why do Christians care so much about creation? The passion that drives this magazine and its parent ministry, Answers in Genesis, is to spread the Creator's message about the gospel. What is this gospel? Referenced throughout Answers magazine. Gospel means good news, and good news begins with bad news. The bad news. Part of the history of mankind is the bad news that the first man, Adam, rebelled against God's command, separating us from God and bringing death and suffering into the world. All of Adam's descendants, all of us, are sinful from conception, Psalm 51, verse 5, and we have entered into Adam's rebellion, sin. We therefore cannot live with a holy God, but are condemned to be separated from Him. The Bible says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans chapter 3, verse 23. "And all are therefore subject to everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power," 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. The good news. But the good news is that God has done something about this problem. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus Christ, the Creator, though totally sinless, suffered the penalty of sin on our behalf. He suffered death and separation from God, His Father, to satisfy the righteous demands of God's holiness and justice. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. He died on a cross. But on the third day, He rose again, conquering death, so that all who truly believe in Him repent of their sin and trust in Him rather than their own merit, and are able to come back to God and live for eternity with their Creator. Therefore, he who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, John chapter 3, verse 18. What a wonderful Savior, and what a wonderful salvation in Christ, our Creator.
Surprised by God's majesty. When you have the truth of God's Word stretched out in front of you, exclaims Grand Canyon guide John Albert, suddenly you feel this immense growing confidence in who God is, His character, and His Word, and that surprises people. The spectacular beauty of the Grand Canyon attracts nearly 5 million visitors every year. Most of them learn from park signs and tour guides that the canyon was cut from sediment laid down over millions of years. But one outfit offers an alternative to the evolutionary line. Founded in 1997, the nonprofit Canyon Ministries has a vision to inspire awe in God's handiwork as the Lord intends for this natural wonder. Thousands have now participated in its growing spectrum of tour options. Canyon Ministries is the only biblical creation organization licensed to operate within the park. That recognition allows their buses access to all areas of the park and signifies park rangers' confidence in the professionalism of their guides. Along with 4- and 7-day rafting trips down the canyon, Canyon Ministries offers inexpensive 1-day rim tours in buses. A new innovation that is even easier on the pocketbook is step-on tours. Guides will step onto any tour bus for a few hours or even devote an entire day to give a personalized tour. Every guide is well-versed in the biblical view of the canyon's geology. A catastrophic global flood lasting only a year best explains the canyon layers. The founder, Tom Vail, still leads one rafting trip each year, but experienced outdoor guide and former pastor John Albert now heads the ministry. John never ceases to be amazed by the grandeur of the Grand Canyon, but he sees something even more majestic. People think they're just going on a tour, and they walk away saying, "This makes me think differently about who I am as a dad, a husband, a member of my church." That's what happens when you put a spotlight on God and His Word, and it's beautiful for us to watch. Visit canyonministries.org for more information about Grand Canyon tours and rafting trips, given from a biblical worldview.